Fillmore, 13th president of the United States, 1850 to 53. You know what the greatest thing about Millard Fillmore is? The reason we need Millard back in the running today?
Yes, I do. I know why.
Why?
If I remember right, I'm pulling out of my memory.
This is important.
Because he's not a left wing or a right wing. He's not a Republican or a Democrat. He's an independent.
He was the last president of the United States not affiliated with the Republican or Democratic Party. I think we bring Millard back.
I saw a great sign, and it was, obviously it was fake because it was an old Indian chief from the ancient time, but because they weren't using left wing and right wing terms back then, I don't believe. But it said left wing, white wing. Do you not realize it's flapping the same bird?
Yeah. Amen. Amen to that. Let's get to our calls. We've got a bunch of them lined up here, and we'll get to as many as we can. There's still one open line, and as we take calls, that is your cue to ring 1-888-767-4348. From wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, we are covering the state with our wisdom. Let's see if we can keep it error-free today. Michael, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How's your day today, my friend? Yes, sir.
Yes, roofing. I want to talk about roofing. We've got a 3,500-square-foot home, 18-year-old roof tile.
Woo!
Obviously, okay. It's been through 18 summers, going on 19.
Okay.
We're at a point we've noticed some little bit of drops coming in from non-intrusive places like patio and in the garage area, but we're assured we've got some beginning leaks.
Okay.
With heavy rains. Want to get your recommendation. First of all, I've been on your website. I've looked at a couple of roofers that you recommend.
All right.
Wanted to ask you, we're obviously going to replace all the tile. What do you recommend now for the? I'm sure there's been advances in the paper that's laid down between the actual. I guess it's plywood and the tile, and they say that is basically responsible for preventing leaks. What do you recommend?
Yeah.
And do you recommend replacing that at this juncture in our house?
You know, Michael, there's a good chance you're not even going to need to replace your tile, that most of the tile will actually be stacked.
Right.
What's not cracked or broken.
Right.
And the only thing that really does need to be replaced is that underlayment, because that, like you say, is your real roof.
Got it.
So there are roofers I respect that use different types of material.
Mm-hmm.
Some will go in with a 30-pound, two layers. They all use multiple layers, okay?
Gotcha.
Some go down with a 90-pound cap sheet. Some go down with a 30 and a 60. If you're talking to Rosie Certified contractors,
yes.
Whatever, I know two of them in particular have both been around a long, long time. They both have a different favorite underlayment.
Okay.
Their roofs are both lasting. I've known both of them for 20 years, so they're both lasting over 20 years. They have a lot of confidence in it for a lot of their own independent research. It's kind of like when you get a hold of a Rosie Certified plumber and you ask them, do I want to go with PEX or copper? And you'll get a 50-50.
Right.
Half of them say PEX, half of them say copper, you know?
Sure.
But at my house, if I'm doing a concrete tile roof, it's probably something in the neighborhood of a 30-pound and a 90-pound cap sheet, and you're probably going to get 35 years out of something like that, 40 years.
Yeah, probably outlast me, then.
Well.
Hopefully.
I can't make a judgment on that now, Mike.
Understood. One of the issues we have, we've had some issues with the roof before, and as a result, we've had numerous people up and down on the roof.
Yeah.
There's some cracked and missing tiles, and they're apparently not available, so we're pretty much assured if we're going to do this, we want to just go ahead and get the tiles replaced. So you're saying this is a cap sheet? Is that what you referred to it as?
Yeah, it's actually what you would put down on your patio roof. It's 90 pounds. It comes with colored granular topping on top of it, and it's what we mop down on a lot of flat roofs.
All right. You definitely recommend that.
Yep.
And you're saying two sheets?
Not two layers of cap sheet, but you're going to go in with a 30-pound felt, and then a cap sheet is probably, you know, along the lines of what I like to do. Maybe Jennifer, she's real busy screening calls right now, but Jenny, maybe you can get a hold of one of the guys at Pinnacle Roofing or Lions Roofing, and bring them on.
We'll
talk to them.
Do that. Okay. We listen to your show. Great show, by the way.
Thank you,
homeowner.
Thank you.
Good information, and I certainly appreciate you taking my call today.
Anytime. That's what we're here for. We appreciate you listening.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Okay.
I know.
Romy, where are we going, bud?
Well,
time's tight.
Huh? Yeah, so I'm going to take this opportunity to correct a listener. I was hoping to keep him on, but he's already hung up. So I'm not attacking you, Michael. But in terms of nitpicking, correcting, since we got it so much this week, it's my turn to turn around. He said, "I listened to your show."
Yeah.
This is not a show. We're not showing anything. Yeah, he's listening to something you
see.
Oh,
now you're getting way,
this is a
way
broadcast
too techy there.
There's nothing to show on radio.
No. Way too technical.
You say, "I listen to your program" or "I listen to your broadcast." Either of those are acceptable. But show? There's nothing to show here. If you want to show, email info@rosieonthehouse.com. We can take a look at your water damage. Like one of our texters, he's got some drywall that's coming down in his garage, or somebody that wants a little help on tree planting, send a picture of their home to see the size area. You can do that to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
For Millard Fillmore sings, "Wait for the wagon, the Millard Fillmore wagon."